Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'd want to be next to you.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
For the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings, what's up, guys? It is Thursday, Moose, Breezy, and we're
checking in, baby.
Every day, all day. Let's get a checkup from the neck up. Where's our friends at, Breeze?
They're here. They're thriving. They're wet.
Okay.
They are wet.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way.
Let's just say rain all day today, 50 for the high.
Great day to, well, I mean, most of the move is donezo, but there's a few things left, so I'm sure those will get soaking wet.
You guys crushed it yesterday, huh?
I guess you could say that. Yeah. Something was crushed. I don't know
if
it was my soul or my dignity or...
Not that you guys had an overwhelming amount of things and stuff coming from an apartment, but...
It's just huge.
I know. But to
king get... King-size bed, king-size headboard, couch.
How was the first night? Well, I mean, we'll talk about it, but
yeah.
I'm dying to hear how the first night was in a new space.
Yeah.
So it was, yeah. All right, let's get to some of our friends.
Let's see. Good vibes, good vibes, good vibes. Hannah's here, said good vibes this morning, feeling good. I am excited for Halloween tomorrow, so that will be a blast. Yes, it will, Hannah.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yes, it will. Yeah. Ooh. Aw, yeah. Who you gonna call? Hannah?
Banana.
On Halloween
night?
Yeah. Did you find plans yet? Remember? We didn't even talk about this on or off air. Not our friends texting us being like, what are you guys doing for Halloween? I'm like,
What are we doing? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm like, what?
I love that people are constantly hitting Breezy and I up for like, what's the big Halloween plans? Like, well, Breezy is moving.
Like, I have a muumuu and a retainer on, so.
I'm officially starting to learn how to change my nephew and niece's diapers, so I might do that tomorrow
night.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be nutty. It's going to be nutty indeed. So that's great. Good morning, guys. It's James from Caledonia. Good vibes today because it is my Friday. Let's go.
Yeah, get
Let's
it,
go,
brother.
Let's go, Jamesy.
We love that for you. There's nothing better than having a Friday, Saturday, Sunday off, and even sometimes a Monday,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes Tuesday, or just weeks on.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. What about you, Vibes?
Vibes are good today, Breeze. Tomorrow's Halloween, like we've been talking about. I had a I had a great night last night with the fam. Everyone got together, which was cool, at my parents' house. And then today, you know, today's a me day. Got to go to the gym. Got to go sweat it out. Got to get a haircut. Maybe I'll go to Happy Feet and use my gift certificate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Have you been yet?
No.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what you're waiting for. You've lived here for nearly 3 years. I don't know what's going on. I've told you to go there like so many times. It'll change your life.
Well, I want to make an appointment. Every single time I've ever tried to call, nobody answers the phone.
They're too busy. You have to like physically walk in.
Really? You think so?
Yeah. Next time you're on Park Ave, just walk in. There are no nonsense there.
Do you have a private curtain, like a room?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Does the door lock?
It's a curtain.
Oh, okay.
So, no. But no.
All right. I'm just trying to feel out the vibe.
Vibes are good. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
At Happy Feet.
Great.
My vibes are tired. I'm exhausted.
Did you sleep at all?
I slept, yeah. But we painted, so the curtains aren't up yet. So the light was just shining through the window. I also want to rip out every single window in that house, but that's neither here nor there.
Yes, patience.
Listen, we'll get into it a little later, but moving tests anyone's patience and relationship like no other. And I don't know if... Can you Google for me if there's a phobia of moving, if there's like an actual title of that? Because I fear that's what Patrice has.
Yeah, it's called...
It's probably something so stupid.
I mean, it's not... It's the fear... It mostly deals with the fear of change. It says fear of moving or change. It could be a form of metathesiophobia.
Correct. That's what she has.
Which is a common anxiety that stems from stress from moving into an uncertain environment.
Yeah.
And leaving behind familiar routines. Really, I think a lot of us have that.
I agree. But I think the physical act of moving homes is like not for her. And I like as much as the next person to just like go in and get things done and like put everything away. But like that's not always realistic. Like she was so upset last night because I sold our dresser to get a new dresser because I wanted it to be cohesive with the space. And she's like, well, now I can't put my clothes away. And I'm like, well, make the dresser. She's like, I don't have a drill. I'm like, all right, well, then I don't know what to tell
you.
It's
just one thing after the other.
It's just a lot. It's a lot of pressure. And anybody who's ever moved anywhere knows that. Like it's just your life is in chaos and shambles for a week or two, and then you're good.
Sure.
But,
well, I'm glad you're officially in the new place, though.
Me too.
So
me too. We have to go back to the apartment and clean and hand in our keys and be done with it. But yeah, we're good to go. So
yeah, and you have a dog too that's moving with you.
Yeah.
Speaking of, two people are facing charges after the Ontario County Humane Society did quite the rescue of all these dogs. They were seized from a home. I love when they put in unsanitary living conditions.
Mm.
When are they ever clean?
Right.
We'll talk about that. Thank you guys for the good vibes this morning. It's PXY.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 50 for the high today. Two people face charges after the Ontario County Humane Society said 33 dogs were seized from a home with unsanitary living conditions. Are the conditions
great.
Ever sanitary?
With 33 dogs? I fear not.
Do we ever hear them say 33 dogs were rescued from a beautiful home? Both owners suffered from OCD.
In Pittsburgh, yeah.
Of course
not.
It's always a dump. The organization said it executed a search warrant Tuesday morning at a home on Routes 5 and 20 near Flint Road in Seneca that did not have electricity. That makes things real tough. So the Humane Society went in. They said the dogs were found running throughout the house or confined to rooms, no bedding, no food, no water. Feces and urine covered the house, according to the Humane Society, with an ammonia odor so overwhelming that respirators and hazmat suits were required for staff removing these dogs. Lynette Kornbaugh, 39, and Ralph Priest, 42, were charged with 33 counts, each of both animal cruelty and failure to provide food and water to an impounded animal. When asked if they were bothered at all by the horrific smell, they responded with, "What smell?" I'm sorry. I don't.
Me asking the previous owners what the smell of my house is. What smell?
They were issued appearance tickets. So the Humane Society said none of the dogs had life-threatening illnesses or injuries. But, I mean, the good news is all the dogs were taken to the county's Happy Tails Animal Shelter. They're being cleaned up, vaccinated, and prepared for adoption. 33.
To be honest, noseblind is a real thing.
No, it 100% is.
So sometimes you just live in something.
Like our buddy down the hall. Like, dude, you reek of cigarettes. He's like, do I? I don't smell anything. Like, yeah, you should leave.
Not anymore.
Yeah, he finally quit. Coming up on the show, you guys, a wild message we get from a mom. Take a listen to this. A parent found out her son's high school teacher, has been direct messaging him about his personal life outside of class hours. Nothing inappropriate, but mom says it feels off.
Ooh.
Do I report this to the school? Yes or no? And I understand that Breezy and I, we've been out of school for a while, but please tell us, is this the norm? Let us know. 585-252-9800. We'll talk about it coming up next.
98PXY is free.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And always will be.
Is it the norm for teachers and students to text one another outside of school hours? Christina found out her son's high school teacher has been direct messaging him about just his personal life outside of class hours. And even though nothing inappropriate was said, she says it feels off. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I mean, isn't this how every teacher typically ends up in the news?
Yes.
This is the Facebook message we got this week from a listener by the name of Christine. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Heard a phone call on your show yesterday about the mom who was upset that another parent lied about her daughter spending the night at his house with his son. Totally inappropriate, but it inspired me to want to share my story as well. I really don't know what to do, and I feel like I might be overreacting. I found out my son's high school teacher has been direct messaging him about, off class hours. Nothing inappropriate, but the messages feel off. And I'm just trying to figure out if this is the new norm for teachers and students to share this type of relationship. She's asking about his weekends, what he's doing with friends, just personal stuff.
Hmm.
My gut is screaming that it isn't right, but part of me wonders, am I being paranoid or overprotective? I talked to my son about it. He told me this is the type of relationship his teacher has with all her students, even the girls in the class.
Weird.
Why, though? Am I overreacting or do I follow my instincts and report this to the principal? I just don't know what to do. Would love to hear from other people on this because I'm not fully sure. Thank you, guys.
Here's the situation. In this day and age, I feel like you can't do anything. When I was in school, I sound like, well, not back in my day. When I was in school 13, 14, 15 years ago, I had a teacher that I was very, very, very close with. So close that after I graduated high school, we went on a trip to my parents' condo in Florida together.
Really?
It was me, that teacher, a really good friend of mine, and another teacher.
What did she teach you in?
Health. So I had her one time, sophomore year. It's not like she was actively my teacher for like all 4 years. It was a one and done situation. But we were so close. We would hang out all the time. My mom knew her. Like, my mom loved her. She just had this relationship with like a core group of girls. It was never really guys. Well, no, it was never really guys. Like, girls. And we got really close with her family, and I still love her to this day. I fear it was a different time, though. Like, I think that even though it was only 10, 15 years ago, today, nothing works.
No, nothing. What would be the point? And I'd love to hear from a teacher this morning. I know some of you are probably on your way to school, but what would be the point of messaging, how's your weekend? What did you do with your friends? I know I haven't been in school for quite some time, but I don't remember any of this ever taking place. 585-252-9800. Text or call us. Be super direct. Mm-hmm. Yes or no, is this normal for teachers to have this type of relationship with their students? Is this something Christine should report to the school or not? When I was in high school and a teacher wanted to get a hold of me, they would wait until the next day when I was in class.
Right. I think that, like, there are some teachers that just have that personality that are very, like, personable.
I get that.
And lines and boundaries can get blurred. Not in, like, an inappropriate way. It depends on who's looking at the situation and who's deeming it appropriate or not. I don't think that they mean for it to ever come off inappropriately. But, like, I think about my mom, right? Like, my mom was a teacher for 35 years. My mom had her kindergarten students at her wedding. Like, it was just a different time. Like, you could do things like that, and it wasn't weird.
I know.
We live in a weird world right now where everything's weird.
You know,
you can look at someone the wrong way, and it's weird.
I talked to my mom about this last night, and she was in the school district for a long time. And I asked her about it, and she was like, that's an absolute no. And we used to have, and she's been retired for a few years now, but students used to ask some of the teachers, can we get your phone number? And it was always an automatic, absolutely not. For what? Let's run down the list here, see what everyone is saying. Crystal, nope, not normal. Report it. Karen says, I had a teacher DM my kid about class stuff, not personal life. That seems like it crosses the line. One listener says, no, this is not normal. Teachers should stick to class communication. Julie, completely normal. My son's teacher DMs him. Two, it's totally normal. Just trying to connect with students. In my experience, teachers who do DM about personal stuff, they cross a line. Definitely follow your instincts, Mom. Yeah, see, sometimes you have to go with your intuition because something feels off.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it is. Last year, I don't know if you guys remember, there was that high school teacher in Miami, wrote his number down on his student's homework that she handed it back. When she never texted him, allegedly, he told her her grades would definitely be affected if she didn't text him back. Messages were totally normal at first, and then he got creepy, and he texted her, I think I have a crush on you. Is that weird? Well,
definitely weird.
You're a grown man. She's like 15, so yeah, it's weird.
Definitely weird.
It's a perfect example of what feels why it feels off.
Simply couldn't be weirder.
What can that potentially lead to? James says, yo, what's up, guys? So as an adult, this is not okay, but as the student, this is definitely something to brag about to your friends.
That is true.
Tell this mom her gut is probably screaming for a reason. report it and get clarity. I don't think you're overreacting. I mean, intuition is important as a parent. It's there for a reason.
Yeah. I definitely think that that's the reality for most of, like, bragging to your friends or talking about this said relationship that you have with this teacher.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you saw it in Canandaigua, right?
Every year.
What, like, what happened there? It was between a...
What didn't happen?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? There was one every year. So it's like there was a romantic relationship with a math teacher and a student, and then a Spanish teacher and a student, and then a special ed teacher and a student. Not always their students, sometimes their students, but it just was, it was a lot. It was a lot. The things that happened in my school, I talk about with other people, and they're like, so that's not high, so that's not normal. I'm like,
right.
Really?
It was so consistent.
Oh, very normal for me. Not that, like, Kennedy was a bad school or anything. It's just, like, definitely popped off with those student-teacher relationships. Let's just put it that way.
It's safe to say those relationships started through messaging outside of school?
I would assume.
Right? I mean,
again, I wasn't in those relationships. So no teacher ever wanted me, unfortunately. I'm, like, still bitter about it. I'm like, why not me? You know, why not me? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We.
But I had one hell of a and I still do have one hell of a relationship with my health teacher. Shout out Tap. I love you so much.
Yeah. Shout out.
I didn't love you more. She's actually been on this show before. We've.
Oh, really?
We've talked to her.
Yeah. A lot of messages say, like, why? What is the purpose of this? There should be no outside communication outside of school. Like, why would a teacher need to ask their student, "What'd you do this weekend? Did you hang out with friends? What? Well, for what? For what?"
Oh, so you can ask a student that, just like not on their cell phone. This person says, teacher here, this is 10,000% not okay and should be rewarded. Completely inappropriate to message kids directly outside of the school day, especially about personal things. Most districts have a policy against this. Another thing, like, here's this. This is what kind of, like, drives me up a wall, too. It's like, now that I know what I know when it comes to, like, where teachers are at and where they're at as a district, there's an app now where parents and teachers can communicate freely.
Yes.
And but they have to be readily available at 6 p.m. on a Saturday. No, I'm so good. Like, I'm so good on that. Because they do.
Oh, there has to be a certain date and time to be able to do it?
No, I'm saying, like, it's an app and they can message freely whenever it is that they please.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
I don't, because I have friends who are teachers that are like, sorry, I'm trying to figure out crisis management with a parent right now. We're like out to dinner on a Saturday. It's like,
oh, well, I didn't think they had to respond right away.
I mean, they don't have to, but like if someone's going through a mental health crisis, as a teacher with empathy, you're like, oh my God, yeah. Let me help right away.
Yeah, that's tough too. Well, you know what?
He's like, wow, sucks to be them.
Hey, they took this job knowing that their whole goal is to help others.
I'm dead. Right? No, I'm so dead.
All right. Thank you guys for the messages. Christine, I really appreciate you writing this message into us yesterday. And it sounds like you might have to follow your intuition on this one and just go with your gut. Mm-hmm. If it's saying something's off, it probably is.
Yeah.
I would handle it. It's PXY Mornings. We're going to take a quick break.
98 PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.